This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Oil and gas leases on land considered sacred to the Blackfeet Nation in Montana will come to an end. A settlement permanently removes all but one of the development leases in the Badger 2 Medicine area. Aaron Bolton reports on Tuesday's settlement between a wilderness group and a Texas oil company.
After the U.S. Interior Department canceled all remaining oil and gas leases in the area in 2017, Moncrief Oil went to court along with another leaseholder to argue for their right to drill. They both won, but the cases were quickly appealed to the D.C. Appellate Court. Now, Moncrief has reached an agreement with the Wilderness Society, an intervener in the case, to retire its lease. That's the only detail of the settlement being released publicly. Peter Angst is the Northern Rockies Regional Director for the Wilderness Society.
But over the last couple months, the Wilderness Society has been in negotiations with Moncrief Oil about settling this out of court, and the lease has been retired, basically effective today.
In a press release, Moncrief said it could have developed the area responsibly, but, quote, the sensitivity to this special area outweighs development. The Badger 2 Medicine area borders the Blackfeet Reservation and Glacier National Park. The tribe has been fighting to stop drilling there for decades. John Murray is the Blackfeet Nation's historic preservation officer.
You know, this is one hell of a big day, you know, and then it's kind of hard to take everything over the last 30-some years and then try to, narrow it down to a few sentences.
But one oil and gas lease remains in the Badger 2 Medicine. It's held by a Louisiana company called Solenex. The fight over that lease is still before the D.C. Court of Appeals. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
Legal action challenging the Trump administration's 2017 reduction of Bears Ears National Monument in Utah can proceed. The Salt Lake Tribune reports this week a federal judge rejected the Trump administration's bid for lawsuits to be tossed out. A group of tribes, environmental groups, and other plaintiffs are challenging Trump's proclamation, which slashed the original protection of more than 1 million acres by 85%. The court decision means legal action can continue for now. Meanwhile, a group of tribes which hold Bears Ears sacred traveled to Bluff, Utah last week to advocate for protection of the cultural landscape. Members of the All Pueblo Council of Governors, which represent 20 pueblos in New Mexico and Texas, met with land managers and tribal and environmental groups. The tribes are taking formal action to request a hold on federal oil and gas leases as they seek studies and tribal consultation on proposed development. They're also in support of legislation in Congress to restore protections to the monument. Keystone XL pipeline water permits are up for a hearing in Pierre, South Dakota, Thursday and Friday. The Water Management Board has set 5 days in October to hear testimony for and against TC Energy's application to use water in building the pipeline and for worker camps. Also applying for water use permits are landowners in Meade and Harding counties planning to host worker camps. The hearing starts with public comments and then moves to testimony from parties. The board will hear testimony only in person, not by phone or other electronic means. The other 3 days for the hearing are set for October 29th through the 31st, also in Pierre. Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitubby was inaugurated Tuesday for a 9th consecutive term to lead the Oklahoma tribe. He renewed his commitment to serve the Chickasaw Nation, pointing to progress in economic development and the expansion of tribal services. Anitubby has worked for the tribe for more than 4 decades as Director of Health Services in the 1970s before being elected as Lieutenant Governor, then Governor. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for journalism that raises the awareness of child well-being to citizens and to policymakers provided by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, building a brighter future for children, families, and communities. Information at aecf.org. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.